aquavit and beer to chase it on the patio, narrow between broken walls, and a black bird from Java in a Steinberg cage whistling in the sun. After the aquavit, a wedding relic, scotch with beer to chase it, and after the scotch, vodka. Meanwhile, Antonio Vivaldi ran his seasons, hi-fi all four of them, fiddling flame to the sun's smoldering quiet. Then the flamenco. Whereupon, up rose Bernardino and shuffled a slow dance, seagull-eyed and penguin-footed, up and along the path in a reverie of castanets, self-enwrapped, self in the sun enchanted. More eloquent even, the stillness of the silent girl whose blue, unseasonable eyes and quiet hands incarnadined the air with their tendril passion. The dreaming dance of her stillness shapes in its fingers her heart to a helix of flame. Her eyes are lapis lazuli in a crystal skull. The music will never end. Her hands, as still as birds, renounce all motion, enclosed in the flame of her silence, while the sun stands still and the bird pours down its indolent song unregarding. Here by the brooks of desire and in the mountains, the sacrificial torches run indecorous through groves of sleep, hounding the dainty antelopes soft to the touch till they lie dismembered and their eyes filmed with darkness. Now, while the sun is high, while the music revolves as unregarding and blank as that bird's bright eye, the patio is desolate and the house empty. If there is life still, it does not move and there is no sign of it. The garrulous silence of an abdicated sorrow falls whimpering from dark to dark through the aching spaces of the mind, and the frenzy of this torrential sacrament is gathered into a quiet cage ingeniously constructed of blazing music, birdsong, and a grave dance in a narrow place between broken walls.